early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
Beaver. Is that your school work or something sexy?
Oh, real sexy. Fossils of the Southwest. I'll underline the good parts when I'm through and give it to you.
I know all about fossils. My second husband was one. You know, honey, I don't see how you do it. Work all day and go to college 3 nights a week.
Hey, what is this? Library or restaurant?
You're asking the wrong person. I eat here.
Come on, get back to work.
What's the matter? You got something against smart women?
Are you kidding? Smart women turn me on.
Male ducks turn you on.
Hello? Jack? What are you doing here?
Alice, you want to go jitterbugging tonight at the VFW with me and Lamar Beanie?
No, I can't. I got to study tonight no matter what.
Fishing? Oh, I'd love to. Oh, that'd be great. All right, I'll see you soon. Goodbye. Oh, isn't it great?
Yeah, everybody's using a mail. They're called phones.
What would you girls say if I told you that Jack Newhouse is coming over here?
I'd say that's great. That's terrific.
What's a Jack Newhouse?
Only one of the greatest pro quarterbacks that ever lived. You know Jack Newhouse.
Jack Newhouse, one of my oldest friends. He's an actor now. In fact, he just finished one of those spaghetti westerns in Italy. We're going fishing together.
Male, could you boys use some tall, sexy, strawberry blonde company?
Yeah, but Aunt Margaret's in Las Vegas.
Oh, Male, you ain't no Sean Connery.
How'd you meet him?
In college.
In college?
Yeah.
You went to college?
Yeah, I went to college. I was like you, a lot older than everybody else. This was after the Korean War. I mean, I studied under the G.I. Bill.
G.I. Bill? Isn't that a doll they make for kids?
You wouldn't believe some of the crazy things Jack and me did.
Oh, I would, Mel.
Sarah, I'm talking. There was this one guy, Fatso Feinstein. Fatso used to eat everything in sight. So one night, Jack fills Fatso's closet with whipped cream. And it took Fatso 3 hours to eat his way to his shoes. And when he finally gets there, the shoes are filled with raisins.
What kind of a college was that?
It's a small one run by the Three Stooges.
You think that one is funny?
No!
This one will really kill you.
Hey, Mel, cheer up, will you?
Hey, Mel, you old devil! Newhouse, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh,
he can fill my closet with whipped cream anytime he wants.
Girls, this is Jack Newhouse. That is Vera.
We already met.
This is Alice.
Hello.
Hello.
And that's Flo.
Hi, babe.
Pleased to meet you, ladies.
I can't believe the two of you went to school together. I mean, you look so young and virile, and Mel, you're so...
Vera.
I know.
Alice, get him some coffee.
Sure.
Come on, sit down.
All right.
How do you like the place?
It's terrific.
That old boy kind of lights your fire, don't he?
It's been so long since I met a guy that interests me, I'm surprised I still got a fire to light.
Honey, you got the wood. He's got the matches. Come here.
Oh, I just met the man.
Well, get your rig in gear, honey.
What do you want me to do, jump in his lap?
Always works for me. Of course, if you want to, you can try the ladylike subtle approach.
Oh, what's that?
Drop your house key in his pocket.
What is the name of the movie?
Un Pugno de Sangue.
Oh, that sounds romantic. What does it mean?
A fistful of blood.
Oh, a Disney film.
Hey, how about tipping a few brews tonight?
That's done. I'd love to. Wait a minute. This is Tuesday night. I've got the bowling championship tonight. Oh, if you would have called me sooner, I could have gone, but I've got to go. Can't let the team down.
Mel, the way you bowl, if you show up, you'd be letting them down.
Well, how would you like to star in the local version of Fistful of Blood?
Mel, kiss my grit.
Mel, don't worry. I'll find something to do.
Well, listen now. Alice here has nothing to do, and you have nothing to do, so why don't y'all just do nothing together?
Hey, that's a great idea.
Exactly, then. You two are going out.
We are.
Would you like to go out to dinner?
I thought you'd never ask.
Hot two. Hey.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah. This football Jack gave me is really neat.
Yeah.
Sure is nice, you know, have another guy around the house again.
You really like him, don't you?
Yeah. Isn't he something?
Oh, well, I guess if you like good-looking, intelligent, sexy men, he's all right.
You're not wearing that, are you?
What? Yes, of course. What's wrong with it?
Oh, nothing. If you're a nun. Ma, all will be able to see your hands and face. A guy likes to see a little leg.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and show him a little cleavage.
Look at this. I got an X-rated kid. I'm wearing this. Ah, you get it. I want to finish up.
Hey, Tommy.
Have a seat.
All right.
My mom will be ready in a few minutes.
Fine.
Thanks for the football.
Oh, my pleasure.
Jack.
Yeah?
You know, my mom's a real great cook.
Oh?
She keeps the place spotless.
I noticed.
And she has a real great figure. I mean, in case you missed it. If I were an older guy... Say, your age, I'd really love to.
Tommy, you sound like a used mother dealer.
Hi.
Hi.
You were right, Mom. The outfit's perfect.
You look great. It's beautiful. Sexy.
Sexy?
Stunning.
Sexy?
Well, have a great time. Go get him, Mom. Boy, tired. Oh. I'll be out cold by the time you guys get back.
That's enough, Tommy.
An earthquake couldn't wake me.
Knock it off, Tommy.
A tidal wave couldn't get me up.
Go to bed.
Oh, I won't. I never wake.
Oh, I thought I'd die when you gave the bearded lady Mel's phone number.
Oh, Mel likes tall women. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Looks like Tommy's added a little atmosphere to our evening.
Oh, do you mind?
Are you kidding? Records, vintage wine. Look, 63.
No, that's the price.
Oh.
Oh, look at this, the little sweetheart. Music for lovers only, candlelight and you.
And Charles Bronson sings the love theme from Death Wish.
What?
Gotcha.
You know, Jack, you're the first man that Tommy sparked to since his dad died.
I'm going to miss both of you when Mel and I are fishing this weekend.
Would you like to take Tommy with you?
Hey, that's a great idea.
Listen, if he gets to be a pain, just use him as bait.
It'll be fun.
Oh, good, huh?
Yeah.
Jack, you're the first man in a long time who didn't spend the entire evening telling me how sandstorms will pit your windshield.
I had a great time tonight, Alice.
Me too. I never won a stuffed teddy bear before.
And it only cost me $18 and quarters.
You're also the first date I've had here that I haven't had to arm wrestle goodnight. Not that I have anything against wrestling. It just has to be with the right guy, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
You sure you know what I mean?
Alice, you're really a great person.
You're really a great person. Sounds like it should be followed by a but.
But?
But you're married.
No.
But you're engaged?
Mm-mm.
But you got a girlfriend?
No.
I think I just ran out of butts.
But I'm gay.
Would you mind playing that back again?
I'm gay.
You don't mean just jolly. I didn't think so.
Alice, I didn't want to lead you on. I felt you were the kind of person I could have an honest, upfront relationship with. Was I wrong?
No, certainly not. Wrong? That's the only relationship for me. Honest and upfront.
Good. I'm glad you feel that way. And I'm really, really happy we're going to be friends.
Yes.
Well, it's late.
Yes.
Good night. Night.
Good night.
I should have known. Mel said he was a man's man.
So, going out with Jack again, huh?
Yeah. You got my egg, side of bacon?
Coming. So? How'd it go?
Okay.
Two nights in a row, and all you can tell me is okay?
Mel.
Come on, Alice, you can tell me. Jack's my friend. We're roommates together. What he did, I did. Come on, Alice. I want to know how it went.
Like you wouldn't believe.
He's an animal, right? All those pro football players are animals. Groupies in every city. Wine, women, songs.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, Mel.
Tell me, little cheerleader, how many points did that old quarterback put on that scoreboard last night?
Oh, that's tacky.
All right, I'll put it another way. How was he?
He's a very nice man. And nothing.
There must have been some illegal use of the hand somewhere.
No, nothing happened.
Oh, come on, sugar. Just because one of us gets lucky, ain't no reason why the other one can't have some fun. Don't I always tell you everything?
Unfortunately.
Well, hell, if I went out with a big handsome cuss like that, I'd get on my CV and shout it to the world.
Mo, I have nothing to tell you about last night.
Oh, I understand. You're not the type that messes around in tails. Shoot, that jet works fast.
He doesn't work fast. Nothing happened. Nothing's gonna happen. Jack's gay.
What?
I went out with a guy I really dug, and he turned out to be gay.
What? Jack Newhouse, you gone cuckoo.
He told me.
He told you himself, just like that. He said, Alice, pass that onion dip, and by the way, I'm gay.
Yes.
Are you sure he didn't say gray? You know, he colors his hair. He did purples.
Flo, he said gay.
Alice, Jack Newhouse is a football player, honey. He's big and strong. Any woman would die to take that hunk of candy home. Why, he spends half his life surrounded by big, virile men in locker rooms and showers, being tackled by other football players, jumping up and down and hugging each other. Patting each other's butts. Beat all Jack Newhouse gay.
God, I just remembered something.
What?
Tommy.
What about Tommy?
I asked Jack to take Tommy fishing with him, but now I'm not sure I want him to go.
Oh, you mean because Jack is,
Mo, Tommy's at a very impressionable age, and he worships Jack.
Well, now, Alice, I don't think you have a thing to worry about.
You don't?
No.
I'm just overreacting.
Sure, you are.
Maybe you're right. I'm just being silly and narrow-minded.
Of course you are.
Of course I am.
So what are you going to do?
Tell Tommy he can't go.
Good. We're working our tails off, and Mel takes a day off to buy worms. Alice, that's supposed to be scrambled easy, not fried and broken.
I'm sorry, Mo. I'm just upset.
I told Tommy he couldn't go, but I didn't tell him why.
Well, Amory Coolidge says we got his order wrong. Do you know what this is?
I don't even know what it was.
Well, it could be anything from tuna fish to rice pudding.
What did he order?
A hamburger with everything.
That's close enough. He's trying to keep it quiet.
I'll tell him if he doesn't clean his plate, there'll be no dessert.
Oh, hello, Jack.
I got your message, and I want to talk to you.
Gee, I can't right now.
Listen, Alice.
Oh, Jack, I'm awful busy.
And I'm angry.
I got pork dinner on the table, too. Bacon, ham, sausage, one patty, one link. Borders of eggs, scrambled, poached, sunny side up, over easy. One toast, one biscuit, one roll, and a muffin.
Why aren't you letting Tommy go? Is it because I'm gay?
Yes.
What did you think would happen if Tommy went fishing with Mel and me? That's one scrambled and one sunny side up.
Thanks.
I'm still waiting to hear. What did you think would happen?
I don't know. Nothing, I guess.
That's exactly right. Nothing except fishing and fun.
Give me an order of waffles. I can't. The waffle iron's broken. Well, hand me that stack of hotcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that grater.
What for?
Put some dimples on them. One order of waffles coming up.
Alice, if I...
Jack, listen. Part of being a parent is protecting your child. And I'd just rather that Tommy didn't go at this time.
Hold it. This wasn't my idea. You were the one who asked me to take him. Alice... If I were straight and you had a 12-year-old daughter, would you trust me with her?
Yes, I suppose I would.
There's no difference, Alice. Don't label me.
What do you mean?
I respect other people's rights to live their way. I want other people to respect my right to live my way. But that egg's going to burn over there.
Oh.
Here, are you?
No, the poach goes with the biscuits.
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Pick up. Jack, I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't agree with your decision about Tommy, but I understand your right to make it, and I respect that.
Thanks.
Still friends?
Of course.
Good. I gotta pick up Mel. I'll bring you back a big fish. Or a small fish and a big excuse.
Jack.
Yeah?
Do me a favor.
What?
Take Tommy with you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
What made you change your mind?
That's another privilege parents have to change their minds. And you're looking at Phoenix's freestyle mind-changing champ. When I told Tommy he couldn't go, I just felt awful. Especially after the way he looked at me, and then the way you looked at me, and now the way I look at me.
Don't worry. We'll have a great time.
I know you will. Hold it. Could I ask you one very important question before you go?
Anything.
Did the muffin or the roll go with the sunny side up? So you had a good time, huh?
Yeah, great. There was one thing, though, Mom.
What?
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't tell you.
What? What happened?
It's nothing.
Sweetheart, what happened?
Well, I promised the guys I wouldn't tell you anything. I'd feel like a squeal.
Tommy, there's nothing you can't say to me. I'm your mother.
Well, Jack, let me drink a half a can of beer.
Beer? You like beer? You want one now? You can have a six-pack, a keg, anything.
Now I threw up after the beer.
Beer, huh?
Mom, why all the questions?
Nothing. I just want to know about the weekend.
Okay, level with me. First, you didn't want me to go fishing. Then you changed your mind. Now, the third degree. Mom, what's up?
Nothing.
Mom?
Tommy, Jack Newhouse is a homosexual.
Jack?
Yeah. Does it bother you?
No, I'm just surprised. From the way kids talk, I thought you could always tell. I don't care, though. Jack's a great guy, a great football player, and a rotten fisherman.
You really got it together, don't you?
Hey, listen, Jack. Tell me something. Did you give some girl at the carnival my phone number? Yeah, well, I got a date with her tonight, yeah. Oh, she sounds great. Thanks. You what? You took it on the plane? What, are you crazy? You are crazy. Oh, all right, Jack. I'll see you in a couple of months. Goodbye. Oh, that crazy Jack. He walks on an airplane with a parachute. He tells everybody he's a pilot. They throw him off. and they practically arrest him. Oh, this guy is too much.
He sure is.
What a sense of humor. You know what he told me last night? He told me he's gay.
Mel, anything is possible.
Are you nuts? The guy's a bull. He's a professional football player. Not one of those hair decorators.
You know, Mel, a lot of famous men have been homosexuals.
Get out of here. Who?
Alexander the Great.
Alexander the Great? No way.
Michelangelo?
Mike Angelo down at the pizza house? What are you, bananas? Mike Angelo has 8 kids. Mike Angelo is about as gay as Jack Newhouse. And if Jack Newhouse is gay, I'm gay.